1600 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. And MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 22nd morning of July, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Chris DeMone of Unbound Gravel. Lucas Moody is with us this morning, and Aaron Oppel of Gravel City Adventure and Supply also joining us. So let's start at the top. Christy, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Doing good, thanks. Hello, Lucas.
Good morning, fellas.
Nice to have you here. Aaron, good morning to you.
Salutations. How are we doing?
Great.
We're doing all right. Well, Christy, get us rolling here, literally today. When does Lunar Ride 2021 get started in downtown Emporia, and where do we need to gather?
We start Saturday, July 24th, so that's coming right up this weekend. And you can still get signed up. Treva's going to be down at Gravel City handling that. But the ride takes off on Saturday. We've got two start times that you can roll out, 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. So it's a night ride.
It is a night ride. It is Lunar. I must say this, and I mentioned this last hour, that coming in this morning, I think you picked a perfect Lunar time because the moon this morning was as bright and as orange as I have seen it in quite some time. So I think we're going to have some impactful lunar activity happening from above Saturday night. There's no doubt about that. And Christy, a couple of mileage options for the riders?
Yeah, it's a 25 or 50 that you can choose. So.
And what is the entry fee?
$50.
Oh, that's not bad. Do you still have some spots still open here? And how many riders are you at least currently anticipating to be part of things here Saturday night?
We do have spots open, and we're thinking we're probably going to have around 325 or so riders join us.
That's not a bad total.
That's not a bad total at all. So what I know that in the past you have made this ride more interesting by having some activities out on the course. Things like that be happening again, Christy?
Yes, it's part of my favorite part of this ride is we do a little scavenger hunt on course. So we go out and hide tokens, and then you can bring those into the finish line block party and exchange them for some actual prizes. So there's some, we've got good stuff this year too. We've got tires from Maxxis. There's like stuff. The bags are awesome. So we're really excited about the scavenger hunt this year.
You got great prizes and swag there. Good mm-hmm. deal. So get signed up at Unbound Gravel. Treva will take care of you there. And get ready to go for the Lunar Ride coming up Saturday night in downtown Emporia. But the ride is not all that is going on. Let's bring in Lucas Moody, I think, representing Mulready's here this morning. Lucas, nice to have you with us. So what as far as the activities downtown, give us the when and where that will be taking place.
Yes, so we'll be in the parking lot behind Gravel City, and it'll be exciting. We're really pumped about it. You know, Mulready's loves being a part of this event, and so we're always thankful that Unbound reaches out to us to do the beer tent. We've got a lot of cool products this year. We went nice and easy. All the beers are going to be $4. The riders all get a token to enjoy a beverage when they get back. So we'll have some awesome standards like. Some of the favorites are like some Odell IPA, and then all the cyclists seem to really like a PBR after a ride, so we'll have PBR. We'll have a blueberry sour from Boulevard, some offerings from a brewery just right down the road from Walnut River, their Warbeard and Kolsch. And then Unbound has really done a really good job of making sure that there's going to be a lot to do at this event. So it's going to be more than just the beer. We're going to have the Box Turtles playing that night, which they are... kind of a local favorite. They put on a really, really good show. And then there's going to be several food trucks down there. So we're going to have Chiam down there. And I was actually in there for lunch the other day. And so I know they're going to do some skewers, and they're going to do some fried rice, and they're going to have one of my favorites, which is the dumplings. JD's Pizza is going to be down there, which I am super, super excited about. Me, Antonito's, and Tavares Taco are all going to be down there serving up some food. And so between beer and music and food, it'll be running from 6 to midnight, so I think we should be able to celebrate the ride and soak up some of that moonlight and enjoy the outdoors for a little while.
Lucas, from your perspective, why is it so important to not only have, I guess, maybe the ride side of things, but also to have community gathering activities like this in order to enhance the atmosphere of a big activity like this?
I think any time that you can have a social activity with people that share something in common, you're going to enhance an experience. So any time that you can add to something, I think people are going to enjoy themselves, and they're going to go out and do what they came here to do, which is, enjoy the Flint Hills under the moonlight at night. This is a unique and cool opportunity to get to do it with friends. You know, I saw somebody yesterday that was really excited because he's going to be riding with five friends, and he's like, that's one of my favorite parts. He said, you got the endurance races where you do it, but he's like, I like spending time with the people that I enjoy training with and doing those things with. And so I think this is just a cool opportunity to have a social time as well.
And let's bring in Aaron Oppel of Gravel City Adventure and Supply Company. Aaron, good day to you, my friend.
Hello.
All right. So, if there's activities happening behind Gravel City Adventure, it's going to be a good time. You have a lot of stuff going on back there, it seems like, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, we get the privilege of having the All Things Gravel Expo during the race in June, and now we got the block party. This is great.
So let's talk about, the gravel riding community here in Emporia. I know that you have, let's talk about the Visit Emporia routes that we have for people that obviously know of Emporia and the near Flint Hills area as a gravel riding mecca. I mean, what do you have set up and options for people?
Yeah, I mean, Emporia has become a destination gravel riding location, and we're thankful that Gravel City Adventure and Supply gets to be kind of the epicenter of that, and it's at least the place that people can easily identify and walk into on a daily basis. But yeah, we've cultivated a series of iconic routes that vary from 14 miles all the way up to 150 mile single rides, but we've cultivated those, built out GPS routes and put them up on our website and give people fantastic descriptions of the area and different things that they can see. It's just another one of those services that we provide to the community. And we're hoping, the lunar sign-up, we're actually going to have Treva in the shop starting tomorrow as well. So you can come down to the shop Friday or Saturday and sign up. But the hope is, maybe somebody comes into town, stays an extra day, maybe goes on one of the iconic routes as well. And then as a reward, it's nothing big, but we've got a nice sticker for you to put on your cooler or your car, showing that you've done one of our iconic routes. And you can do as many of them as you want. You can come and collect all those stickers.
And it sounds like there's a special challenge maybe that's part of this?
Yeah, I've heard that this challenge is a thing. So one of the phenomenal prizes that Unbound is putting out there at the Lunar Ride is a golden ticket. And basically this golden ticket allows you to skip the lottery process for the larger Unbound gravel event in June. I know one of those golden tickets, we've got a special challenge, and Mr. Leland Danes from Visit Emporia is going to be the one kind of putting that all together. You might ask him about that a little bit later. I don't know if it's on topic, but
yes.
he might have a little bit better idea for you there.
We'll segue into that somehow.
We'll work.
Okay, yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, all right. So golden ticket skipping, Christy, that's big, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lottery skipping, that's big to folks that may be able to do that. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun time. Obviously, Lunar Ride coming up on Saturday nights, and activities will be Unbound in downtown Emporia all Saturday evening up until midnight with the rides of 25 or 50, And then the big party behind Gravel City Adventure and Supply Company with they got the beer and the food and the live music happening. So, Christy, we miss anything here?
I think we've got it all.
Outstanding. Well, really appreciate your time with us here, Christy, and best of luck Saturday night.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Lucas, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thanks, guys. I always enjoy it.
All right. Aaron, appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for the time.
Hey, have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Yeah, Aaron Oppel of Gravel City Adventure and Supply Company, Lucas Moody with Mulready's Pub, and Christy Moan. Unbound Gravel, it's the Lunar. The Lunar Ride from Garmin and Unbound coming up this Saturday night in downtown Emporia. Going to be the moon's going to be beautiful. We know that.
Yeah, you know that's
this
true.
This morning was any indication, and going to be a nice day, nice night for gravel grinding here in the Emporia area. It is 728, Chuck.
Yep, and looking at the live and local calendar here, in case you don't have that immediately in front of you, we do have the back half of next week full, and so we're trying to fill Monday, Tuesday for next week. But if you want one of those slots, we always tell you to call us or email us, 342-1400, or shoot us the email to kvue@kvue.com. We've got an interesting program coming your way tomorrow. Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Achille joins us. We'll be talking about upcoming activities. We'll be focusing on a special BOGO pet adoption promotion that's going on underway right now at the animal shelter.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's Jeff Hodges, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. 728, 68 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the KVOE weather next.
Join KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM Friday from noon to 1 p.m. at Melissa's Chop Shop to validate your hide-and-seek hunting license. Enter to win a $50 Melissa's